Ticket texter saying they use ChatGPT for a job interview prep. Landed the job.
There you go.
I use it to buy stocks, Glenn in Lake Orion. It's been effective.
Wow.
Okay. MIT did a study on AI stuff like ChatGPT, and it makes you measurably and significantly dumber.
Well, yeah, you're not using your own brain power to create a solution. You're
okay,
just...
so how would you research it before?
Well, I mean,
you can do research to find out more about what it is that you're doing,
and then that's
knowledge you didn't have before.
Yeah, but you're still thinking about things differently. When you just type it in, like, hey, I need this, this, and this, and it spits it all out in 2 seconds, most people just use what it gives you, and then that's your...
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you could do the skill. You still have to develop the skill if you're going to go out there and do it.
I guess.
Unless you're making candles with your loved one.
Which, it's so low stakes. Does the vanilla smell good? Yes or no? Move on, pick a different scent.
Yeah, but you don't want to go home and just throw everything away. You're like, this didn't turn out the way I wanted to.
Have some faith in yourself.
Oh, I think I'd make a great candle.
Oh, would you?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of sense would be in a John Jansen candle?
Well, it would probably...
Maybe John and I'll go. Couple bros going to make candles.
Yeah, just what I want to do is walk into a candle making store with you. That is not on my to-do list.
You could take Lisa. No, I'm not offended. Texter says, candle making? Come on, putz. Says Costa, stop using the term date night. You have no kids. That's reserved for parents. Dave and Donna in Livonia.
Yeah, it kind of is. We've hijacked that one.
You can't have a date night unless you have kids.
Oh, you can, yeah, but.
ChatGPT, dumbest thing I've asked it. Do I need to take a leak?
How long can I hold it?
This might blow Jim's mind, but my employer prefers that we AI text our clients back as opposed to wasting time formulating a response on our own. They go back to track how many of our texts are AI generated.
So can you, does it say this was generated by AI?
They probably have a software, or they use one of these softwares.
Maybe you're just that good responding to texts.
Maybe.
I don't know if I would like, if somebody responded to me and I know this individual, even if just, you know, not like a good friend, but somebody I've worked with long enough and they send me an AI generated text
it's not like personal. You speak,
then no. I don't want that. It's so impersonal.
I asked ChatGPT if we needed another right-handed bat. It said no, signed Scott in Detroit. ChatGPT told me I could beat Gator in golf, signed Rieger. Did you see that over the weekend?
No, I haven't gotten the update of what happened.
Okay, we have less than an hour left in the show. There is audio of Jeff Rieger having to own up to his misgivings and faults. We should play that for people at the end of the show today. Maybe crosstalk?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Because I know it was quote-unquote the company outing, but only if you've got the invite.
Right.
Not to everyone.
But Rieger, this will surprise you, talked a lot of smack that he could beat Doug and Gator.
Oh, yeah. There's a shock. Rieger talking smack.
And he got humbled and it was funny, and we'll play it later in the hour.
Okay.
I'm dying. Fang Shui. ChatGPT does not believe in having two elite edge rushers, signed Brad and Alan Park.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we heard that one from Scott Harris. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
How would ChatGPT do at running a sports team?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't play that, but it was funny. Let's get to Mike in Brighton. Mike, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good. Terrific.
I have always been... skeptical of AI and stayed away from it. I finally tried it last month. I was planning a road trip, and I just asked ChatGPT to plan me a 6-day road trip from here to New Orleans and back with a beach day. And within about 30 seconds, it had stops listed with suggestions for restaurants, hotels, and things to see at every stop. I didn't like one of the stops, and I told it to delete it, and it reworked the route in another 30 seconds, and I had a great trip, and I mean, it would have taken me days to plan all that without it.
So for you, it saved a lot of the like annoying minutia
research
stuff that you wouldn't have wanted to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't have to figure out how far I wanted to drive every day. Once I picked spots, I didn't have to look up all the best restaurants and hotels. It did all that for me.
Cool.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Now it so does it, like, when you get to those spots, you could still use, like, if they tell you, okay, well, we want you to go to this restaurant, but you see one next to it, you're like, well, boy, that looks a little more interesting. Sure. You can make an individual decision. Yeah.
Yep. And I mean, with one click from that, I was able to, you know, click on the hotels and book them, and same with some of the sightseeing stuff. I mean, it really worked out well.
There you go. Well done.
Ticket Tech says they use ChatGPT daily. They have a newborn. Him and his wife use it to help get information involving formula questions.
Huh. Okay. Yeah,
there you go. Brian and Dearborn.
Interesting. I'd be nervous to use it for that.
Yeah, I would think so. Right? You want to,
like, health medical questions? I don't think I would rather call the pediatrician. Like, I would rather speak with somebody in the, I don't know. I'm not sure. I did Google questions though about things, and
we've all used WebMD.
Right. Well,
yeah, we're all dying of cancer
as
well.
It's not good for us
when you do that. So,
my dad talks to ChatGPT like it's a human. The paid version, it will talk back and sounds like a real person. It's creepy, and I'm scared he's going to fall in love.
Oh, can you give it a hot voice?
Probably can, John. What's that movie, Her?
Yeah.
I've not heard of that one.
But the guy falls in love with, like, artificial intelligence.
Oh, honestly, it's one of the most disturbing movies I've ever
watched. Who's in that? Phoenix?
Who, yeah.
It's like a big name. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's creepy. It's like, but it's, the movies was ahead of itself.
Right, yeah, we're living it now.
Exactly.
It came out in 2013.
How can you fall in love with technology?
It had,
like, in terms of...
Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett
Johansson.
I don't
know the answer to that question, but yes. I mean, we have these stories all the time where people, like, try and marry...
Objects. Pets.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Then, yeah, get divorced and marry another object.
We have some votes for what a
I love lamp.
We have some votes for what a John Jansen candle would be.
Oh, yeah. Let me know. What's the scent? The internal combustion engine?
Gunpowder, steak, and fresh cut grass.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon would have to be in there for
sure. Yes, yes. Yeah. A side of bacon.
This says icy hot and cigars.
That's probably a great combo.
The minty
scent
with the cigar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that could
work. That could
go. Send some more in. This is just the first batch.
Yes, the diesel engine.
There you go.
Yeah.
What does the let it play out smell like?
You don't know. You'll find out in 6 months. Denise in Plymouth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. Good.
I am a math tutor, and after teaching high school math, and I was quite reticent to try ChatGPT, but let me tell you, the kids take a picture of the problem, the answer comes up, and you might think, well, this is going to put me out of business, but what it does is it helps me to explain step by step. So yeah, they may have an answer, but they still have to understand it, so my job is still okay in explaining all of that to them.
Denise, there was an app that I had for the kids when they were going through the whole math thing where I would take a picture of the problem and then it would show the work on how to get there. And so, because I have no idea, and it allowed me to walk the kids through the solution. But you're saying you get the answer, the kids get the answer, but then you get to walk them through and show them how to get there.
Yes, and you could have joined Khan Academy and a couple other apps on the phone, but you had to pay a fee to join them to get problems worked out. They would show you an answer, but not with the directions as to what they did, why they did it.
Yeah.
So this is step by step, and like I say, I was very hesitant to go into the new age. I like the textbook, turn the page type person.
Well, it's good perspective because we hear about this stuff in schools. Like, we read stories about college professors having to deal with this.
I mean, even in school, though, your textbook, if I'm correct in remembering, you could go to the back of the book and find the answer.
Yes.
Right?
And the skill was learning how to actually get A to B.
Yeah.
Because on the test,
you
don't
to
have
show
the back of the book.
Work.
Yeah. Right.
Always.
Text says, candle making sounds like something a dink would do.
Yeah.
Roy. No time
All
for
great
you
points.
Married folks.
All great points.
All right. We got more texts on this. We do want to squeeze in a little Lions talk and a bunch of Tiger talk back half of the hour. 9:35, we'll update that poll question. Do you feel better or worse about this team after the deadline? It's 97.1.
Hey, summer's almost here, so don't wait. Actually, we're in the middle of summer. Summer is ending because we got cooler weather on the way. It was really nice this weekend. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They'll do the same for yours. Upgrade your system now. You could save up to $1,000. All you have to do is call for details and schedule a free in-home, no obligation estimate. If you want same-day service, maybe it's something electrical. Give them a call before noon, and they'll be there same day. For more information, you can find it on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
We'll talk Tiger Baseball 935 this morning. Lost 2 of 3 over the weekend. Did see Finnegan shine and did see Charlie Morton with a hell of a start on Sunday Night Baseball. You feeling better, worse, or the same after the deadline? We'll get to it bottom of the hour, 935. And we will get that Rieger audio. Anytime Rieger gets humbled or humiliated and puts out a video,
we'll broadcast it.
As many people as we can. John, we were just geeking out over the Little League stuff on TV.
I love the Little League World Series. They're in the regionals right now, and this is something that will be on the TV all day long. And you know, you pass by, you catch a score every once in a while, you watch a couple of pitches. It is so entertaining watching these kids play.
One of the takeaways, we've turned into a topic. If people missed it, Odyssey Rewind, go back.
Old school,
knuckleballer last night. Yeah. Ticket text and feedback on this ChatGPT stuff and what you use it for. Some people also have their John Jansen candle scents.
I would love to hear what these are.
Okay, so we'll get those in the mix as well. Let's start with Cliff in Toledo. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, start my morning every morning with you guys. Love the show. But
thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I work for a local window company in Toledo, and we have a house and home show every year. Well, one of our guys had to go to the radio station and cut a commercial. Well, he got there, and the ad agency didn't even have a script, which I couldn't believe anyway. But he pulled up a script on a house and home show, and in less than 5 seconds, he had a script in front of him, and he cut that thing like it was nothing. Pretty
awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and from there, you can tweak it. I know that's the other thing people say is even if it's not perfect, you can tell it more humor or I want to push this deal more, and they can do stuff like that. See, that's a better use to me than go ahead.
It filled in everything. I mean, it was just perfect. So it was pretty crazy how it works out.
And it's quick is why I think people are drawn to it. Is like you said, in a pinch, they're able to do it. Yeah. Ticket Tech says it's best for movie and show recommendations.
I'll have to try it for show recommendations because I feel like I've watched all the shows that I like and you get to the end of a series, you're like, oh, wow, I really like that show. I want something new. New season's not coming out for another, 6 months? I might try
that.
Maybe
I'm not using it enough at all. I Googled that. Like, what's trending right now?
So trending right now to me is not going to be what I want to watch. I guess.
I do like top-rated shows, though.
Give me your shows with lots of violence and lots of guns.
Have you seen The Hunting Wives?
Go. I started it.
Okay, we started and binged the whole season over the weekend. But that's hot now, John.
It is hot now.
Oh, okay.
Hunting Wives, drama.
Hunting Wives?
Yes. The Hunting Wives.
Oh, The Hunting Wives.
Yes.
Oh,
not
so you're
confused.
Not Hunting Wives.
Yeah, no,
it's
no,
a different,
no,
different
no.
context. just graduated college. AI did 50% of the work. That's terrifying.
Wow.
But yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. Doctor.
Yeah, right. I'll be performing today's brain surgery. Step over here. Candles that would be John Jansen candles.
Okay, here we go.
Beef jerky, mint skull, and campfire.
Yep.
That's from Roy.
Okay, all three of those.
How about jockstrap, rule books, and meat?
Rule books?
Rule books. What do rule books smell like?
Because I'm a rule follower?
You are a rule follower.
Yes. I wonder what those smell like. What was the last one?
Meat.
Grilled meat.
John's candle, Clinton Portis Fresh Sweat.
Yeah, thanks, Stoney. Yeah. Yeah.
Heather, what would
right
your
before
candle
I
be?
Go into a fight.
Right. Heather, what would your candle be?
I don't love like really strong scents. I like soft, clean scents. A little lavender. Bit of lemon. Lavender's okay if it's not a lot.
Okay.
I do like a little hint of lemon. I just like a fresh, like clean kitcheny smell. Like just
Lemon Pledge.
Yeah, but not overpowered. Like I so it'd have to be lemon with yes.
Side of Clorox bleach.
Lavender lemon. What does ChatGPT say?
Fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, so what I don't know if we ever got to what was the scent that you ended up taking home.
Yeah, he told
I shared, but you just don't listen to me.
The
no,
sugar,
I don't.
Sugar, the no. almond, and oh, the vanilla.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. The cookie.
The cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, imagine that. Cookies would make amazing. A cookie scented candle.
You know, I'll bring some in tomorrow when you can give a review.
You should bring it in.
I should.
Yeah, let's try it out there where it's open air first.
How about we ask ChatGPT if I should bring it in or not? How about we just defer everything to ChatGPT?
Ask how that'll go. Yeah.
Should we just do it like ChatGPT?
Describe your radio partners and say, would this go well in a closed room?
A ChatGPT show? What should we talk about?
Oh, God.
I've tried that before, and it basically tells you, like, okay, well, in Detroit, at this time of the year, the Detroit Lions are a hot topic. Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
I bet, though, if you provided enough detail about what you really needed, it could give you topics for a whole show.
Yeah, but it doesn't really give us anything original that we haven't already, you know, talked about. Like, okay, what are some of the issues with the Detroit Lions? Well, some people think they need an edge rusher. Okay, let's have that conversation again.
Some people note their backup quarterback play isn't very good.
The challenges that they have are that they have two new coordinators.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Hey, Frank Ragnow, he retired. Breaking news. They're going to have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Division, they'll play the Bears and the Packers and the Minnesota Vikings.
Right. The Detroit Lions are a football team that plays in the National Football League.
Yes. They've never won a Super Bowl. In fact, they've never been to a Super Bowl.
Talk about that with people. They'll love to hear about it.
Yeah.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
I'm still really intrigued. I'm going to type something in and see what it comes up with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd love one that smelled like gun oil.
You're still on the candle.
Yeah.
About a shooting in
I've
Detroit.
Moved on from that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's so if I'm in my office and I'm, you know, maybe cleaning some things, when I walk back in, I'm like, wow, that smells great.
Interesting. A man named Corey Belmore, who is a 30-year-old former University of Windsor track star, just broke his own world record in the beer mile.
Yeah,
have you ever heard of the beer mile?
I have, yeah.
So the beer mile is this grueling combination of chugging beer and sprinting a mile, basically, or running a mile. So it's the Beer Mile World Classic. Was first introduced in 2014, and it challenges athletes to chug 4 beers with a minimum of 5% alcohol content before sprinting each of the 4 laps.
Right. So when the gun goes off, you got to chug a beer.
You run a lap. Chug a beer. Run a lap. Chug a beer. So you do that
all the way through.
And then there is penalties for leakage,
spillage.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And anyway, this guy, Belmore, did it in 4 minutes and 27 seconds.
Wow.
And he beat his previous record, which he held the record previously as well, by exactly 1 second.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's improvement.
It's pretty incredible.
I wonder where he got better. Was it actually in running or in chugging?
I don't know.
If you're going to analyze, if he's going to go back
Make
and watch the
second.
Film.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I increase, how do I decrease my time? Well, I just need to chug faster.
Or he built up his alcohol tolerance so he wasn't stumbling as much. Yeah.
I don't think he'd stumble. It was not going to hit you that
four
quickly.
Four beers isn't, you're right.
Yeah.
In 4.5 minutes. I mean, maybe a half an hour afterward.
It is pretty fast, though, to chug 4 beers.
These are just your standard cans of beer.
Yeah, they are, but he's also running them. I don't know.
No, the time matters. To John's point, a second or two adds up.
I don't know. Anyway, former First Lady Michelle Obama shared her thoughts on ESPN during this recent podcast that she appeared on. And she roasted the network for its drama-filled Real Housewives approach while taking a shot at Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, let's turn on the DNC and see how that goes.
But how does it impact LeBron's legacy? Let's check out the latest in Dallas.
Yes.
I mean,
Tom Brady is getting a statue. The Bronze Brady will be unveiled on Friday, August 8th, before the team's preseason opener against the Commanders. And it sounds like Robert Kraft, will be there to speak at the ceremony as well.
I'm curious to see what it looks like.
Me too, because they all look bad.
I know.
They look nothing like the person. Yes. You look at it, you're like, ooh, that's me.
The worst one, I think, was the Ronaldo one.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah. But Dwayne Wade's was pretty
rough,
too.
Dwayne Wade was terrible.
Yeah.
Felt bad for him.
Didn't they redo one of those? or
they're supposed
it was
to?
Requested to be redone.
I think there was one request, but
happened.
There's also the jersey unveil. I think it happened in Illinois where they unveiled the jersey and it was upside down.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, you can fix that one.
Yes, you'd think they'd fix that.
Ahead of time?
Yeah.
Yeah. This story is pretty incredible. There's a couple that most likely is in some trouble after they decided to ditch their kid at the airport and head on their vacation after they failed to bring proper travel documents for him.
How old's the kid?
10. Child.
Yeah.
So they realized, oh boy, his passport is expired.
Oops.
He can't come on the plane. He can't fly, but we have this really big trip. We don't want to reschedule it. We've got our documents. We'll leave him here. We'll just contact a family member, say, hey, come pick up little Johnny. We're going to board. So they did. And somebody noticed, this is weird. This kid's just kind of standing around here by himself. And somebody approached him and he said,
I'm waiting for Aunt Susie to come get me.
And that's kind of what he said. Said, no, my parents had a big, big vacation they needed to go. So police were contacted and their luggage was taken off the plane. This happened in Spain. So it wasn't here. I don't know if that matters or not, but the couple was also taken off the plane as well. And I don't know if they faced any, you know,
you can't leave your 10-year-old all alone in the airport.
And then go travel to, it sounds like, another country.
They could still take a vacation without their child. They just need to plan.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You don't bring them there and be like, oh, I'm sorry, your passport's expired. You can't come. You can stay here. Then you go home, you reevaluate things, and you go the next day. You rebook your flight. And leave little Johnny at home with somebody
supervision.
Prepared. Yes. Yeah.
Voting on Parents of the Year will start at 10:02.
Ridiculous.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, you feel better or worse after the deadline. It's 97.1. Dickerson's call. Tigers dropped 2-3 over the weekend against the Phillies. Great atmosphere, really competitive games. You saw Finnegan for the first time, and you saw Morton for the first time.
Both pitched well.
Also saw Duran twice, Friday and Sunday, as the Phillies shut the door on both those wins. The deadline came and went. There's a lot of anxiety and frustration. Do you feel better, worse, or about the same? John, start with you.
I feel a little bit better because I wanted pitching help to begin with, and I thought if they can only add one, that's what I would want. And so being able to see that and how it helped out this past weekend, I know they didn't get the win yesterday with Morton because they didn't hit. And I know the argument is going to be, should have added a bat. You're right. There's a lot of things that they could have added, but I am most pleased with the fact that they did address the bullpen. And with Melton going to the bullpen as well, we haven't seen him yet coming out of the bullpen. I think I like the way it's shaping up for the pitching staff. Now, you got to make sure that your guys are hitting. And it's Riley Green, Gleyber Torres, Spencer Torkelson, Kerry Carpenter. Those guys have to be on. And when they're not on, you're not going to score runs. It's not rocket science.
No. Look, the Phillies are a good measuring stick, right? They're a World Series contender. They had a more aggressive trade deadline than Detroit. They're more desperate than Detroit. Call it whatever it is. They went out and added an impact reliever who made a difference for them this weekend. Detroit didn't get any offense on Sunday. And look, Scott Harris says they didn't need a bat because they famously mash lefties. I don't feel good watching that. I also would note on Friday night, they didn't even get to Finnegan because Vest continues to struggle. He also gave up a home run in the win on Saturday. The bullpen's still not good enough. The offense has some issues. They're going to rattle off a bunch of wins in August against bad teams, but this Philly series, I think, shows the concerns of why they're not built to win the World Series.
When they face better pitching, they don't hit well. But, I mean, is that not the case for a lot of lineups, almost every lineup in Major League Baseball? You face better pitching, you're not going to hit as well.
And yet the Phillies hit a little more. I mean, they've got some boppers. They've got a little more. A little more is what it takes to get over the hump and win it all, right? I mean, they're more built to win the World Series than we are.
Sure. I think you could look at a number of teams in the National League that are built to win a World Series better than the Tigers are. But I think the Tigers are built to get to the World Series.
Look, the path is there if they can strike, you know, lightning in a bottle. Because Morton's 41 years old. That was the best start he's had in over a month. Some of that's the adrenaline, right? He's throwing 96 early. Some of the thought is...
Some of it's also knowing he's Yeah. He's playing with a better team than he was.
And A.J. Hinch knows him really well, and they can get the most out of him, whatever that ends up being. I don't doubt that Federer and Hinch are going to get the most out of the guys that were brought in. I just don't know if it's enough. So Finnegan's a real major league arm. We highlighted him last week. I don't know that the other Montero or Seawald, who's injured right now, or Melton in a reliever role, or even Morton at 41 years old, how he'll be pitching come playoff time. Look, there's a path there, but they have to hit it just right. It's a narrow path for them. It's kind of like threading a needle with some of these dart arms that they added, right? I mean, we talked about it. They added more arms than can make the playoff roster. They know some aren't going to hit. They have to walk a fine line.
Right. But just because you add a right-handed bat doesn't mean that makes you a favorite to win the World Series. It wasn't going to do that for the Tigers.
It could make them better. That was the
only
point.
It could make them better, sure. But you also don't know. I mean, nobody's batting over 400. And so you're not going to get a hit every single time. There's going to be times where even those really good bats go 0-for.
Vierling was leading off against a lefty.
And he went 0-for.
On Sunday. He went 0-for, and he's hitting like 200 for the season. The idea they couldn't upgrade that spot, I openly question. They absolutely could have upgraded that spot. They chose not to. And they're gambling. As Harris put it, every move they make is a bet. Moves they don't make are bets too. Mm-hmm. We asked you guys, what do you think? Feeling better? Feeling worse? Feeling about the same? 21% say feeling worse. 16% say feeling better. The vast majority of people feel about the same. Kind of taking a more measured approach here.
Yeah, or the easy way out.
Yeah. They're going to win a lot in August here. They're playing the division. They're playing the St. Paul Saints.
Yeah.
What's left of the Minnesota Twins. They're going to face the White Sox. They're going to face the Royals. Face the Angels. A's. They should. I think it's 22 of the 25 games the rest of the month are against teams at or below 500. And yeah. They should stay in a comfortable position in their division and help secure themselves a playoff spot, and ideally one of the top two seeds. We're not really going to know until the playoffs whether this worked or not.
No, we won't.
But this is the next best thing, was judging against a team like the Phillies.
Sure, and we'll get a chance to talk to judge them against the Yankees when they face in New York, against the Mets when they face. We're going to get a chance to get a measuring stick along the way. But the only measuring stick that really counts is, how do you perform in the postseason?
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see, can they keep one of those top two spots so they have to play in that 3-game series to start things off?
It's huge.
As of now, they obviously are. But we know what the Seattle Mariners added. Are they able to make up the difference from where they are right now, which is still in second place in their division?
They got about 50 games to go, right?
Right,
give or take.
And so they're at 60 wins. The Astros are at 62. Right now the Tigers and the Blue Jays are both at 65.
Yeah, look, one's going to have to be a wild card team, obviously, between Houston and Seattle. Seattle took 2 or 3 over the weekend. Mm-hmm. They added the two bats. They're going to be in the mix. They're going to be there. I mean, they could be at Comerica Park for a postseason series.
It is possible.
248-539-9797. You feel better, you feel worse, you feel about the same. Finnegan threw on Saturday and Morton threw on Sunday.
And it just because you went out and spent doesn't mean that all of those things are going to turn into wins. I mean, just take a look at the Yankees. They just lost their first series. They got swept by the Marlins. The first time in the history of the Yankees they've ever been swept by the Marlins. And they added three, what they thought was game-changing arms. And they're going to be good for them. They weren't good on Friday night. The three of them, Jake Bird, David Bednar, and Camilo Duvall, allowed 9 runs. They lost 13-12 to the Marlins. And their issue isn't necessarily arms. Now, they added arms because they needed to. Their issue is they can't field the ball.
Yeah, it was like a comedy routine.
Yeah, and so I know that Boone has taken a lot of heat because they were leading the division, and then they were second to the Blue Jays. Now they're third, trailing and looking up at the Boston Red Sox and the Blue Jays.
Sure, they love trailing the Boston Red Sox. Ticket texters, I feel the same about the Tigers. They have zero chance of winning the World Series.
I wouldn't say
it's not zero, guys.
No.
Morton, Finnegan, Bednar, Suarez made me feel better. Duran and Hansley made me feel worse. 3 games is a wash. I'd love to know if they were in on Duran.
Sure. Love to know it. Love to know how serious were they about Suarez.
The Phillies gave up 2 top 100 prospects, and they didn't do it lightly, and they only did it because he wasn't a rental. I mean, they get 3 runs, 3 postseason runs out of him. By the way, his intro?
Oh, I was texting. My phone was blowing up last night because we mentioned it last week, and I don't know if many people knew it. If it just hadn't happened against the Tigers, but to watch that intro, that walk in, is awesome. It's absolutely awesome. Oh, that was Stoney thought it was awesome too.
So did Hatchett. Why is he considered an impact reliever, but Finnegan isn't? If we added him but couldn't hit, it'd be the same result. Well, he's a better closer.
Yeah.
More swing and miss. He throws 102. He's better than Finnegan. And he's not a rental either. The Phillies added the better reliever. To his point, they still got a hit too.
Yeah.
But Harris was dismissive of the idea that they needed to add a bat. Said we mash lefties. We'll find out in the postseason because it's not going to be your run-of-the-mill lefty. It's going to be guys closer to the guy they saw on Sunday.
Sure. Yeah, it's always going to be. I mean, anytime you get to the postseason, that's where I'm curious as to what this pitching staff will be able to do when they get to the postseason, because you will move some of these guys to the bullpen. They already moved Melton to the bullpen. I'm excited to see what he can do, because my big thing was always it wasn't the closer. And you added Finnegan, it's going to take a little pressure off Vest. You're not going to always have to go to Vest. You can go to Finnegan. But how are you going to get from if your starters can only go a maximum of six innings, who is going to pitch 7 and 8 to get to Finnegan?
Well, that's the thing.
Because then you couldn't get to him on Friday night. Right, but you could put Charlie Morton, when you get to the postseason, in the bullpen and get two really good innings out of three if you need to. Same thing with Melton.
Adam in Gibraltar, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, I can't help to figure out, but like, or find myself reminiscing of that Doug Fister trade, 13 so years ago. Charlie Morton reminds me of Doug Fister. I don't know if you guys can relate to that, but he was on Seattle, and then he has like a 4-something ERA, and then he comes here, he's all of a sudden a 2 ERA kind of guy. I feel like that's what we can get out of Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton was on a bad team this year. I feel like that's what we can get out of him. But as long as our bullpen figures it out in September, in October, I'm completely fine with that. I think they'll figure it out. I think they're just in that kind of a slump right now. But, they don't have swing and miss guys. I like Finnegan as our closer moving forward rather than Vest, because I do like his split action. Mm-hmm. Keeps the ball off the ground a lot more than Vest.
Yep.
But I really wish we would have added a right-handed bat. I mean, you're talking about Suarez. They gave up, their 8th to 9th prospect. I mean, that's what, Haiyu Lee in AAA and someone else?
Yeah, guys like that.
I would have totally, done that. But in terms of what we're looking at in terms of the playoffs, if our bullpen doesn't figure it out, I think Hinch's backup plan needs to be all of his pitchers need to throw over 100 pitches. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They need to go deep in the game. So I'm talking 7 innings. You cannot rely on that bullpen if it's still struggling going
well. So Adam, like a great example would have been Friday night. Could Flaherty have gone a little deeper? Right. Saturday they won the game. Scooble didn't throw 100 pitches. Is the thought when you get to the playoffs, you take the governor off them and you say, hey, you get another 15 pitches, another inning. We need you out there. You can't trust your bullpen. It's the only other choice you have.
Right. But we've seen Flaherty the third time through the through the lineup.
And you don't want to do that in the playoffs in general.
We saw it on Saturday with Scooble. Like, you get third time through the lineup, you start to get hit a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is you want a rock-solid bullpen. And mm-hmm. It's not rock-solid. They have to figure it out. To his point, it has to crystallize at the right time at the end of the season. And a bat wouldn't hurt either. Feel better, worse, the same. Tigers after the deadline. Coming up next, got a couple more of these John Jansen candles.
Oh.
And Jeff Rieger humbled on the golf course. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch all your great sporting events. And we've got some great ones coming up this fall with football season right around the corner. That's at Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest moments and games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Tigers played a competitive series over the weekend.
Dropped 2 of 3.
But dropped 2 of 3. Look, Finnegan looked good. Morton impressed. Didn't need the cane to get out there. Struck out 6. 96 on the velo. He looked good. The curveball looks as good as it can and has for him in his career. And look, maybe AJ unlocks something. They're going to have to unlock something from a lot of these guys because they don't have a lot of proven commodities in the bullpen. They couldn't get to Finnegan on Friday night, and they couldn't score at all on Sunday.
Right.
So if you feel better, worse, the same, I'm in the... I don't feel very good. I feel like the bullpen's still volatile, and I think the offense is still lacking. Love that they're going to compete with teams like Philly. I think they're going to be in the mix. They're going to rattle off a bunch of wins in August. And hey, fingers crossed, man. That I wish there was more certainty than that.
Well, I don't know how many times you go into a postseason with the certainty of this is a team that's going to win the World Series.
And I know even when you do,
other things can happen.
Yeah. I mean, signed 2013 Tigers, signed last year's Detroit Lions. Ticket texters, do you think they'll re-sign Glaber? He's been the team MVP. As far as I'm concerned, he's going to get paid. My expectation is he's going to get paid somewhere else.
Probably.
I like Finnegan for our closer role, but it seems to have messed with Will Vest. Taking him out of his normal routine may have ticked him off or something. He got hit bad the last two games, Keith in Frazier. I've seen people pull up his numbers by inning. He's terrible in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
I don't want to read too much into a small sample.
Well, no, but again, it's... I feel like I'm a broken record sometimes. It's getting that seventh and eighth inning and getting to him in the ninth.
Yeah. Guys, why are we talking so much about the bullpen? We didn't score a run. The blame is on the hitting. Well, pick your day. It was the issue on Sunday.
Yeah.
They hit okay on Friday and Saturday. I mean, enough to win the game. They had a couple leads on Friday.
Yeah, and they had opportunities yesterday. They just couldn't come through on them. They're 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position.
Some texts on a John Jansen candle.
Oh, I'm enjoying these.
Football leather, locker rooms, and stadium dogs.
So the stadium dog I would disagree with. I might replace that with the smell of the tailgates.
Yeah, because like
hot dogs smell, they stink. They don't smell good.
Yeah, they're not the odor I think you would want in your house.
Although neither does somebody said like locker room sweat that doesn't smell.
Oh, there's something very unique to that. Maybe in the office, not the whole house.
Yeah.
A Jansen candle would consist of the tears of Buckeye fans, bourbon, and Sydney Sweeney's bathwater.
Oh, boy.
Huh.
Last one. John's candle would be bacon, locker room, gunpowder, and a good fart.
There you go.
It doesn't smell good either, so I don't know.
It's all a matter of perspective.
I guess.
Is it yours or is it someone else's? I tend to enjoy yours more than others.
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, farts are farts. They all stink, right? So.
Okay.
Sometimes it's situational, too.
I guess so.
We have some audio. So the station had a golf outing over the weekend, and Rieger had been talking smack about, he said, better golfer than Gator and Doug. Doug was not at the event. Gator was. They went toe-to-toe, and afterwards, Rieger had to eat some humble pie. We have the audio. Let's play it.